and between the feet, face down, lay a small, black-robed figure with flaming red hair. "Ginny!" Harry muttered, sprinting to her and dropping to his knees. "Ginny, don't be dead! Please, don't be dead!" He flung his wand aside, grabbed Ginny's shoulders, and turned her over. Her face was white as marble and as cold, yet her eyes were closed, so she wasn't petrified. But then she must be... "Ginny, please, wake up!" Harry muttered, desperately, shaking her. Ginny's head lolled hopelessly from side to side. "She won't wake," said a soft voice. Harry jumped and spun around on his knees. A tall, black-haired boy was leaning against the nearest pillar, watching. He was strangely blurred around the edges, as though Harry was looking at him through a misted window. But there was no mistaking him. "Tom? Tom Riddle?" Riddle nodded, not taking his eyes off Harry's face. "What do you mean she won't wake?" Harry said desperately. She's not... "She's still alive," said Riddle, "but only just." Harry stared at him. Tom Riddle had been at Hogwarts 50 years ago, yet here he stood, a weird, misty light shining about him, not a day older than 16.